Channel Radio.
On the hour.
Great Channel music and talk.
Channel Radio. On the hour.
Is it great music and talk?
On the hour. On
great
the hour.
Great music and talk.
Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of April. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous but very terminally ill Jules Serkin.
Just crawling off my deathbed, Mr. Andrews.
Yes. You are.
I'm very well prepared. I've got some hot Ribena.
Have you? Hot Ribena.
Hot Ribena.
Hot Ribena.
I've got some lovely dark chocolate, 85% cocoa. Listener,
thank you.
Which will give me a little zing, won't it?
It certainly will. And you've had egg.
Yeah, I had my boiled egg, yeah, my protein, darling.
Yeah, yeah. This is just breakfast. We're going to run through this, guys. I'm sorry about this. This takes up half the show. Just discussing Jules's input from food.
Yeah.
During the morning. I noticed you had a little flask of mulled wine as well that you were sipping from earlier.
Well, I've got to keep my spirits up, you know, when one has
spirit. Oh, I like it. That's a pun.
Are you going to play Spirit in the Sky?
Oh, I could do, couldn't I, really?
But, you know, you need to, especially with flu, you need to, well, they do say starve a fever, but that's never worked for me.
Jules and starve in the same sentence. That is the classic oxymoron, isn't it, really?
Well, Chris Searle and I were talking on the way in as he clung to the passenger seat as I drove him in. And we were saying, weren't we, Chrissy, that viruses are getting they get a hold of you, don't they, Chris?
Yeah, I think they're getting stronger. I feel like they're getting stronger, and we had a conspiracy theory, didn't we?
Yeah.
That flu jabs aren't what they seem.
No, they're not what they used to be.
It's just water. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have a flu jab this year, you see, and I think this is my
Well, that'll learn you, won't it?
Exactly.
That'll learn you.
Well, did you have one?
No.
You see,
and I got flu as well.
Yeah,
but
I
had it worse than you, obviously.
Well, of course, you had man flu.
I had man flu, absolutely. I had mega man flu,
and didn't we all hear about
it? Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness.
I was ill. I was really ill.
But the thing is, Paul Andrews, just when I was in the abyss of illness, I had two new clients. And, you know, when you work for yourself, now all the Kent businesses will know and they'll be rooting for me. Mm. When you work for yourself, you cannot be ill.
No, that's true.
Except on a Sunday.
Yeah. But then they rock up at your door anyway.
Yes, has been known.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Yeah. Tell us about your pheasant.
No, I'm not. We'll talk about
later
that
later on.
Damn pheasants and nooses. Peck bits out of my back door, it has.
It's lovely.
Trying to climb into my cooking pot.
We love them.
Anyway, listen. First of all, I want to say a massive, massive thank you to today's show sponsor, who are 3AAA Apprenticeship Training, based in Maidstone, covering the whole of Kent, and they provide training courses and apprentices in things like business, admin, social media, digital, and bookkeeping, amongst other things. So that's 3AAA Maidstone on the Twitter. Their website is actually linked on the Kent Business Radio website, so you can click on that and find out more about them. But a big, big thank you to the fabulous folks at 3AAA Apprenticeship Training for sponsoring this week's show.
And not a battery in sight.
Battery?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what she did there. Yeah. I see what she did there. AAA.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Blimey.
Exactly.
There's no flies on her this morning. Well, there is, but obviously...
only from consumption.
Only from that egg you've been eating.
Well, the egg was lovely because it was... I'd rolled it in coriander, fresh coriander leaves. It was very pleasant, I thought, just to jazz it up a bit. But you are a bit egg... anti-egg.
I like eggs, but they do smell... Hard-boiled eggs, especially when you sit there scoffing it in my studio. It just stinks horribly.
Sorry about that.
I know.
I did.
But I do like eggs. I mean, I'm a dab hand at poaching eggs myself.
I Yeah, well, poaching egg is odd, isn't it? Because I always put a bit of vinegar in my water, do you?
Yeah, people used to, but I stopped doing it when I ran out of vinegar and it didn't make any difference, so I never bothered again.
Really? Yeah. Because I have a non-stick pan, Chris.
Do
know
you?
All about this.
She's
yeah.
boasting now.
But it
She's
still
trying
sticks.
To impress you now, Chris.
But it still sticks.
Hello, Chris, I've got a non-stick pan. Yeah. Woo.
Well, I think Chris has as well.
Yeah.
Chris has. But it still sticks, I find, do you, darling?
It depends how old the pan is for me.
Oh, yeah. You're saying my pans are old?
And how you wash it. Because if yeah. you wash it with
you're
the wrong stuff...
You're saying I don't wash up properly.
Oh, no, I'm not saying any of that. Yeah. Don't look at
but
me like that.
He should be, though, because he's absolutely right. Yeah.
It sounded like a little bit of a dig, I think, about my personal hygiene and the state of my pans.
I'm not surprised.
Who might our sponsor be?
I've just done that.
Oh, tell me again, because I was...
3AAA, you did a pun about batteries.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was wondering if it was Supply My Biz. You can never tell from week to week.
No, well, we have a different sponsor each week,
yeah.
and then we have major sponsors, and the major sponsors of the Business Bunker
That's
show
just the army.
Are Supply My Biz, Federation of Small Business, and the lovely folks at Rift Accounting, and also RAP Office Contracts.
Very pleasant.
So, they're our headline sponsors over the year, and then we have a week-by-week sponsor, and this week's sponsor is 3AAA, the apprenticeship training company.
Fabulous.
We would like to hear from you, though, the businesses of Southeast England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01 303 874 998. That's 01 303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have already had 9,876,234,970 trillion tweets.
Is that all? What's the
yeah.
with you?
And I counted each and every one of them. And the first one out of the bag was Elsie Mose.
Oh, was it? And what were they saying?
Elsie Mose Diner in Canterbury.
Can you do it in an American accent then?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've got to say it in American.
No.
Go on.
Please give us a shout-out on the Business Bunker show, USA Diner, Canterbury. Take the challenge, it says. And it gives a photograph of one incredibly good-looking young man and what's presumably his grandmother. Oh, no, it's Jules. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Paul Andrews.
With the biggest slab of meat I've ever seen
oh,
in
those
my
ribs.
Life.
Those ribs are huge. And that's a photo. Can you imagine when you're actually...
What's that? Diplodocus ribs or something? That is huge.
What kind of cow is that?
So what's the challenge?
Well, they have a huge... that is not the challenge, actually.
Oh, that's just the warm-up act.
That was my order. That rib, I actually took it home in a little doggy bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually lasted... My new husband ate it in the evening for dinner.
Right.
He had about four or five slabs of it.
The dog had a gnaw on a couple of the bones.
Dog had
yeah.
a couple of bones, messed yeah. up the sheepskin rug.
Mm.
And then the next morning, my new husband had a bit more of a nibble for breakfast. And then he had a bit more for dinner.
Can you not do things like that when I'm just taking a slug of tea?
That's not tea.
My husband had a nibble for breakfast.
Yeah,
I bet
nibble.
He did.
And it went on. Those ribs went on for 3 or 4 days. They would feed a family of 10. But the
or
challenge
you.
Is actually the, I think it's the cowboy burger. It's a Whopper.
Right.
Absolute
okay.
Whopper. When are you going to meet me there?
Well, with that amount of food, you're joking. I'm trying to lose weight.
Well, you can just have the middle bit.
Anyway, that's Elsie Mose. They're in Burgate, aren't they, in Canterbury?
They are. Mm. Huge. It's where Quek's Barn used to be.
Yeah, okay,
huge,
cool.
Huge. But the nice thing is, because I know you are a rock and roll... Well, you're an award-winning rock and roller, aren't you? Teddy Boy or something. some creeper-type person.
I need to quantify this. Boo-hoo. When I was 17, which was an awful long time ago, yes, I once won a jive competition.
Anyway, they do have jive every couple of weeks with Andrew Hall, who on Twitter is at Reverend Boogie.
Right, okay.
So do meet me down there, Paul Andrews, and I'll show you a few of my shapes.
Show me some of your moves.
Yeah.
You throw me some shapes.
Yeah. Can
okay.
you wear that nice petticoat that you wore, you know, that pink one?
Yeah, yeah.
The
okay.
tutu.
Enough of that nonsense. We've had a tweet also from 365 Electrics. And they say, hello, VanillaWeb Business Bunker. We're domestic electricians in Sutton Valence, just outside Maidstone. We're NIC, EIC registered and committed to excellent service. You can look at our website, which is the number 365 Electrics, all one word. So number 365 electrics.co.uk. Do check them out.
Supply My Business has said, it's nice to hear Jules is back and feeling better. Well, no, I'm still very ropey, you know.
Don't make it up as you go along. Martin, please. We're not pleased at all.
Hot sweats and all sorts. But I was saying to Chris, you know, there's so much expectation to get better. And flu can floor you for weeks. And this time last Tuesday, I was actually swimming. Not in the sea.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what
in
Chris
the sea?
Said.
No wonder you got a flu.
It was a stunned silence then.
Yeah.
You know what airtime is like when it's quiet on radio. Like,
yeah. I'll tell you what, why don't we stop talking about your illness and start reading some tweets.
Was it because of my largesse that nobody can ever imagine that I do any exercise? That's what's worrying me. It was just his silence.
No, we were just trying to imagine what it was like. Yeah.
You see, you're just...
I was just avoiding... Because the trouble is, you see so many pictures on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and stuff like that.
What, of me swimming?
Yeah, well, no, there was a whale washed up on the beach, wasn't there? And you, it just...
I'm not in a frame of mind today to even take you on today. I'm too poorly.
Yeah, I won.
Here's a lovely... I'll get you back. Here is a lovely email that's been sent in, and it's from the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre.
Oh, yeah, the folks over there in Dartford.
Yeah, and they say, if you don't turn your business, Jules Serkin, into a brand, then all you do is create a job for yourself. This entertaining and high-paced seminar will help business owners and directors to make the transition from business to brand. It'll show what a brand is. I've got lovely bullet points coming up here. I'm going to read them in my best bullet point voice. Why you should become a brand, how to go about defining your company's brand, how to position your brand distinctively, why businesses save money when they understand the power of their brand. Attendees will gain insights into why and how the biggest, most successful brands are so successful, and how they can give their own business a powerful, clearly understood brand position, saving time and money. This is going to be presented by Steve Osborne, who's the head of brand planning and creative at SO, Branding and Communications Limited. And Steve has got 25 years experience, so he's a lot younger than us, Paul Andrews, helping to identify and market some leading international and national brands. Let's hear some of his brands. So he's worked with Suzuki Scalectrics. You used to play that, didn't you?
I still do.
Do you need a loft? Many leading universities and colleges, best place for you, charities and B2B organisations. If you want more info on this branding communications, a workshop seminar, go to www.so-theagency.com. It is on the 13th of April, this seminar, from 10 till 1 o'clock. It's at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford.
That's a fabulous place. Have you been there?
No, you've never taken me.
Yeah, no, it's a really great place. It's a shared office space close to the Dartford Crossing. Absolutely fabulous place. Really, really impressive.
Yeah. Let's go. 13th of April.
He's back.
Who?
Mark Smith.
Is he?
Whitstable Stove Shop.
Oh, I've missed him.
He's tweeted. He said, I'm back. Is what he says.
Well, you know what?
The Christmas rush has finally abated.
Yeah.
And he's got a little bit of time on his hands, and he's chosen to fill that by listening to you and me on the Business Bunker Show. So welcome back, Whitstable Stove Shop, Mr. Mark Smith. We've missed you.
We have. Well, you know
what? Missed you.
I ploughed in there. I think
we had no listeners while he was away.
No tweets.
Yeah, exactly.
I ploughed in. I returned his bar humbag hat that I...
Did you?
Yeah, that I borrowed. You know, he had a black bar.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
I returned it, and he was there at the helm.
Was he?
Yeah, with all his burners going.
Yeah.
Great little shop.
Mm.
As you come down Ballstall Hill...
It's in Whitstable, isn't it?
Yeah, on the right... Saddleton Road on the corner.
Saddleton Road, Whitstable. Whitstable Stove Shop.
Twixt High Street and Saddleton Road.
Absolutely.
I'd say.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a Twix. I thought you had a crunchy.
I was waiting for that, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a tweet from Caring Kent, Hussein Vanilleweb. Shout out, please. You've just been shouted out. Caring Kent. Follow them on the Twitter. Caring Kent. All one word.
The lovely Mark Ballett has written in, and he is talking about the Wadhurst Hub, which is a spring programme. It's on the 11th of April at the Greyhound from 6:30 in the evening. And he says, join us for our next networking event, a chance to catch up with friends and meet some new members. And they want to make WDBA, it's the Wadhurst Hub spring programme, a success and more of a community hub. And Claire Witts of Tunbridge Wells Mums in Business fame And him, Mark Ballett, have just launched a business school for small businesses in Tunbridge Wells. And you can find out more, growthsteps.co.uk.
Fantastic. There's the Croydon Curry Night.
Oh, that would be good for my chest.
That's on the 21st of April, so you've got plenty of time to save up for it. It's at the Khyber Croydon. Why did that make me laugh?
Because it's Carry On, isn't it?
Yeah.
Carry On up there. You went all so, Leslie Phillips.
I did. I nearly went, it's up the the Khyber. It's up the Khyber Pass.
No,
it's in the Khyber. Behave, please. This is serious. Yeah. It's in the Khyber in Croydon, and it starts at 6:30 on the 21st of April. It's £20. Our Curry and Beer networking nights are an ideal opportunity for local businesses and service providers to get together and exchange business cards. It's a relaxed, informal and friendly way of networking. £20 payable on the night entitles you to a free drink, a selection of starters, followed by a main course of your choice with rice and breads. If you'd like to book your place, you can do this by either calling us on 01689 768 273 or more likely emailing info@caneandbeer.co.uk. And let me spell Cane and Beer for you. That's CAINANDBEER, caneandbeer.co.uk. And you can book your place for your time up the Khyber on the 21st of April.
Thank you, Sid. Now, Elsie Mose are actually listening in, they say. And they
say,
hello, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. Shakes, Rattle and Roll is on the 15th of April for you to do your next jivey thing.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean when I do that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, I got that. Yeah, it was either Pancake Day or jiving. It was one of the two, and Pancake Day's gone, so I went for jiving.
Yeah,
it's only sensible.
And
yeah.
They say, please come and dance with us. And also, any students listening, it's student night tomorrow, which is Manana Wednesday. Thank you for that. Elsie Mose in Canterbury.
Thank you. We've had a tweet from Rexu, R-E-X-U. Rexu Web Design is their Twitter handle. And they said, yes, please, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, could we have a shout-out, please? We're web designers. I think they're in Canterbury as well. Rexu Web Design is their Twitter handle. So do check that out.
They're new, aren't they?
They are indeed. We got another new listener.
We
got lots of new listeners today.
Well.
Blimey. We got some old and some new. What we're going to need is some borrowed and some blue, isn't it?
Yeah,
but anyway,
garter.
We'll get there. Nikki of Mum to Mum Bexley. That's their Twitter handle. Mum2Mum Bexley. And they say, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, please could we have a shout out for Mum to Mum Bexley? Our next event is the 23rd of April from 3 to 5pm. And it's at the North Cray Neighbourhood Centre. And it's all about children's pre-loved and the sale of stuff. I guess that's children's clothes, I'm guessing.
Little booties.
Yeah, I guess so.
Little jacket.
Yeah, could be rattles. Could be rattles and teething rings, of course.
Shake,
it could.
Shake, rattle and roll.
It could be. Yeah, because they could be on a theme here. They could have heard about Elsie Mose, thought jiving we could do shake, rattle and roll and we could have baby rattle. No, something like that. Nonsense. Anyway, give them a follow. Mum to Mum Bexley.
Nappies.
Yeah, Mum to Mum Bexley.
Washed ones.
On Twitter.
Recycled. You know.
Yeah, recycled.
Oh, we had a tweet from Chris Pollard. And it's a picture of a sponge. And it says, wishing you a great interview on a Business Bunker show. And that's he sent that to Chris, young Chris Sill.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I think this is Chris's new toy, I've noticed. I think he's been playing with Ken Heron, don't you? There's all these little, you know, what they call mojo thingy wobs, whatever they're called.
We've also had a tweet from, I'm not sure if I can say it, Pasathea Therapies.
You said it?
Yeah. I don't know if I said it right, though. It says, hello, Lava Shell Massages, now at the Kings Hill Back Pain Clinic on Tuesday mornings. Have a great show on the Business Bunker. Thank you very much. You can follow these guys, and I will spell this for you. It's at Pasathea, and that's spelled P-A-S-I-T-H-E-A, P-A-S-I-T-H-E-A underscore R-T-W. So I'm assuming from that they're in Royal Tunbridge Wells. So do check that out. Do you know what?
Tunage already.
It's time for some tunage.
Can't be already.
I've got
so much
cheesy
to say.
Tunage time. It's
so
cheesy tunage time. And I thought, coming up, we've got our first guest, who's a bit of a musician.
Chrissy. Well, he's a rock star.
Absolutely.
I've seen him. Yeah. I've seen him live.
I thought I'd play this kind of in recognition of it. There's a loose kind of link here. Very, very loose link here. But this lot, I actually saw live when they first came on the scene back in the late 70s, early 80s at the Tram Shed in Greenwich.
Who is it? Oh, hit me with your rhythms, dear. Ian Drury.
Ian Drury and the Blockheads. Of course it is.
Yeah.
deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan. Every woman's, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Je te la, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, it's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Go, Ian Drury and the Blockheads. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Do you remember dancing to that? God, I used to really rock it to that, didn't you?
Absolutely.
You really could wave it all about to that song.
Absolutely.
They don't make songs like that anymore, do
they? No,
they
don't.
Well, that's all Chris does.
Yeah. We need to play some adverts.
Rift Accounting. The accountants of tomorrow, today. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of April. As we were just saying, Ian Drury and the Blockheads there, hit me with your rhythm stick, which leads us nicely, I think, into talking to our first guest.
Mm.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the first time onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Chris Searle. Musician extraordinaire, Chris. Back just before Christmas, we staged a Nun conference, and Chris was very kind enough to come along, tell us his story, and also perform some of his fabulous music. And in fact, I think New Potatoes show, which is a show on Channel Radio, actually played out some of your music a while back as well in the early days. And we thought, apart from being a really nice bloke, a really interesting story and some really interesting stuff that you're doing, Chris. So welcome to the Business Monk Show. Why don't you kick off by telling people a little bit about your backstory, you know, where you came from and how you got to where you got to.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolute pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, I have very fond memories of that conference. I was talking about business intention from the heart, and a lot of it comes from personal experiences. I feel like when I started out, when I got my first record deal in Northern England, I also wrote a song that was on Warner Chappell, and I earned a little bit of my first bit of money when I was like 20 years old, and I had quite a bit of money in the bank, and I was like, okay, I'm going to come on to this record label. And they gave me the pitch and said, you know, if you invest this money, you become a shareholder. And they kind of lied to me, and I lost all my money. And
unfortunately, it happens far too often, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. At that age, though, it's quite a shock, and I worked really hard for that song to be placed.
Yeah.
So that kind of kick-started my, you know, I'm not going to take any, you know.
So
I ended up moving to America, and just got on a plane and got away from a relationship that I needed to be out of. And it kind of, those life experiences grew and helped me build my business from personal experiences. So now I've formed a company, Inspire You Music.
Before you get onto that, I just want to make reference to that, because it's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
And it's easy for me to say.
Yeah.
But so many people won't do something like this, is you just got on a plane and did something.
Yeah.
And that is the ultimate thing that you need to do. When life is, you know, giving you lemons and all the rest of it, you need to do something about it.
You need to make lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, 99% of people will just sit there and dwell on it and moan and collapse into themselves. Whereas the way out of it is to do exactly what you do. You don't have to go to America. You go wherever you like. You don't even have to go anywhere.
You could go to Bognor.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah.
It's on the app.
Because Bognor, Beverly Hills, you know, hard to tell the difference and all that. But no, it's about taking action, isn't it? It's about just, you know, clearing the decks and doing something different.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very powerful point because not enough people think about that. You know, when life gets them down, they kind of dwell and get sunk in it rather than doing something.
Yeah.
So sorry to interrupt, Chris.
No, it's a good point. And that's part of, because I have, from that one experience, it's almost like post-traumatic stress. It's like I have huge bouts of anxiety. And the way that I have to push myself through it, because otherwise it becomes all-encompassing and I shut down.
Yeah.
It's that quote, feel the fear and do it anyway. I have to push myself. I may be shaking at the time. So I got on a plane. I thought about going somewhere where I was different. I had a different accent. The English music, I thought, might catch on. Found a manager. And then
whereabouts did you go in the States?
I went straight to Hollywood.
Right. Okay.
I had a friend that had.
I like this man.
Yeah. He doesn't mess about, does he? He didn't go via Greyhound.
Jumping around, you know.
He didn't think, do you know what? I'll just stop off in Tallahassee, Ohio, just to see what it's like there now. Hollywood.
Actually, talking of rednecks, I did go via Texas.
Right.
Which actually made me want to go to LA even more. I stayed on my friend's couch for a few months, and I had to fly back because the visa thing and everything. I found a manager and then started gigging, and within a year I got a contract with a production company and won my first LA Music Award.
Wow.
And then we got 2 Grammy considerations for
under a year.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah,
people do that for 20 years and don't do
but
that.
I tell you what, this is why business intention from the heart is so important, because I was losing my father at the time. He was dying. And that was he told me to go. I managed to come back one more time before I went, and he passed away when I wasn't there, unfortunately.
And was your dad in Herne Bay?
Yes.
At the time?
Yeah. And he was in London Bridge Hospital, and he was the person that inspired everything. I owe my father everything. He gave me the name to the company. It was initially a cafe for music. And it became a record label, which we now have about 9 artists on. I arrived in Los Angeles and got down to business, and we got the awards, really kick-started my career.
Yep.
And then the second album won AAA Single of the Year, and then the Grammy considerations came in, and then the record label started to build. And then I just got to 10 years in LA and realized that I needed to be near family, because it was my values had changed.
Sure.
And the music industry in LA, even though it was it was successful. It kind of also destroyed my view of the industry as well. So I wanted to come at it through a different angle.
But this one of the many things I like about your whole story here, Chris, is it's such a brilliant metaphor for how life really does unfold, and the kind of lessons that all of us, no matter what field we're in, it doesn't matter what we do, the lessons are there for everyone. Nothing in this life is static. Nothing is forever. Everything has some shelf life. Yeah, you go and make a decision, you move somewhere, you achieve some success. And again, a lot of people would just go, well, that's it, I've done it, I'm here, all over, it's done, woof. And then life fades away from them and they don't understand why that's happened. One of the many things I like about you is you see these things and you go, time to move, time to do something.
Yeah, and there's also that process of mourning I got because I was at the point where I could have taken it to the point after the Grammy considerations especially, but everything changed and I wanted to live in the real life, not in LA life. Not chasing the dreams that might not happen, not comparing myself to people that get a number one and thinking my music's only good because I've got a number one, actually getting music from the heart and coming back and doing something for the community. Because when I was growing up in Herne Bay, I wanted to write music and I wanted to record, but I didn't know where to go.
Absolutely.
So I created Music Studio on the Pier, which is an affordable place you can walk into, within half an hour, get your music.
Let's talk about that bit for a moment. So
yes.
You've got a studio on the Pier. Tell us a bit more about that and how it works and what it's all about and how we do it.
Yeah, Music Studio on the Pier is part of Inspire You Music, and it's the only music studio on the Pier in the world.
Wow.
And it's literally a large beach hut, and we've got a professional recording facility inside. What it is you can... it's affordable professional recording, and with the recording you can place that onto a product. So you can come in and do a karaoke song and walk away with a CD within 20 minutes. You can come in and do a handmade frame with a dedication to your mum for her birthday. USB, you can do a video, we can put effects on it, which takes about a half hour. So it's just an affordable facility that we want to offer.
So
to the community.
Anyone can rock up with any level of expertise or none whatsoever.
Yes, even you.
I can walk out with a CD or a USB stick and go, I'm a rock star.
We're not going to play it.
Just we are a rock star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we offer vocal coaching. I've been teaching for 15 years now. And we offer, we've just started up a club called Starlight Club. And it's a monthly club you can join. You get merch. And we teach you performance and confidence coaching and vocals. And we're expanding the business this year. And I have to mention the Kent County Council, Brian McDowell and Nick Bond, for helping us out with funding, because we're a CIC company.
Right.
So we're about...
So you're a community interest company, not for profit.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And Chris is being very modest, because you may remember last summer I was a judge. I was the fat old one, the token.
Oh, that kind of judge. I was imagining you with a wig and a gavel.
I'll
sentence you to be taken from this place.
I did that after.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
But I was a judge at Herne Bay's Got Talent on the Pier.
Wow.
And do you remember, Chris, it was absolutely...
The Bay Factor.
The Bay Factor, sorry.
That's right.
And it was absolutely... basking hot day, wasn't it?
It was.
There was no breeze, and it was just magical on your pier.
And we got Katy Perry to call in.
Yeah, Katy Perry was there, wasn't as good for me, of course. But
she called in on the phone.
Yeah. But the young people that you had there, it was great talent. It really was great talent.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do as a company. I want to make sure that when I grew up, I didn't know where to go, so I want to make sure we're reaching out. But now we want to offer. They can come down and they can say, I've got this new song. I haven't got much money, but, they walk away with a CD.
Absolutely.
And we develop
that's
them.
That's fabulous,
But
yeah.
Chris is also a real mentor to them. I watched you with those young kids when they came off, and some of them were very young, and you nurture them, don't you?
Yeah. We have to be honest with the business as well, because a lot of times when I did business, they either took money from you up front, or they stole your song, or that I've had it all done to me.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that, because a business to survive and to thrive, you have to have good intention and heart.
Absolutely,
you have to become from personal experience. You have to know with those kids what they're going through.
Yep.
So otherwise, it just won't last.
Yeah, absolutely.
And why would you do it any other way?
Absolutely. It's interesting that you say that. My theme at the moment, I did a talk in an art gallery in Mason yesterday about exactly this. My theme
you're
about...
You're an artist now, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind
as
of
well
artist.
As others.
Yeah. The thing that I've been pushing for the last couple of years that I'm really passionate about is collaboration. Mm. You know, we've got to help each other. We've got to support each other. We've got to collaborate. The 20th century was about competition. The 21st century is about collaboration, helping people, doing the right thing. And you're absolutely right. And especially in the record and music business in the old days, it was just rip-off central.
Totally.
Yeah. And, you know, because so many young people are attracted into that business, it is so easy to rip them off because, they get excited by things. Yeah. And they go, give us a couple of grand and we'll make you a star. And they go, that's worth it.
Yeah.
So a lot of the things you're doing I absolutely love because, it was so necessary to help young people affordably develop their talent, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I was ripped off 2 years ago.
Yeah.
My biggest single to date, which got into the world charts at number 9 under John Mayer and Nicki Minaj, it got ripped off a company distributed without my knowledge.
Right.
And I've not yet seen that money, and that was about my father passing.
Right.
So they get so it can get very personal.
That is awful.
I've recently got it back.
But you were working with big names there, Nicki Minaj. So how does that work that somebody can still rip you off?
No, I was working with a company that were part of Dr. Dre's camp. They were a distribution company, AB, I'm not going to say the record label. But they didn't give me a contract in time. They distributed it, and it's called blackballing. So they distribute it, and then they get the money.
Mm.
But you're on promises, and then you think, oh, it's a big, huge label. So I had to have a legal fight to get it back off iTunes and then have my record label redistribute it.
Right.
What was the name of that single?
Starfire.
Starfire.
That's the biggest one today.
Okay, so let's all Google Starfire, and can we still buy it?
Starfire is on iTunes.
Okay, so all go on iTunes now and download
it
immediately.
It was filmed in Herne Bay on the seawall in Reculver.
Is that the song that you performed at the Unconference?
That was the one.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, that's acoustic. Yeah.
Fantastic, fabulous song. Buy it.
Could I mention a quick idea that we're about to?
Yeah, of course you can.
Mine.
Yeah, of course not.
This is such a sweet idea.
Oh wow, you're clever. You're very clever. Mm. We're now branching out into. We're trying to filter down the process of recording so we can get an even wider audience. And we're opening a shop at the end of May, me and my partner. He's currently working at Music Studio on the Pier today.
Come on, you can give him a shout.
So I give him a shout out. Hi, Chris. I hope it's going well down there.
Chris,
we're busy.
And Chris.
So we're opening a sweet shop called Sweet Soul at the end of May in Herne Bay in the High Street. And it's a sweet shop with a difference. It's all been wonkified. And it's got a grass carpet. And you can come in and pick a mix. Or you can come in and at the back there's going to be an engineer's room. And you can record your message straight onto a card which you design. And then you can walk away with a recorded greeting with the sweets for someone as a present or a pick a mix.
That is so cool.
That is really cool,
and
isn't it?
Yeah, and I copyrighted that all this morning. So, now I can talk about it on the radio.
Will you have licorice there, Chris?
Yes, of course.
Paul Andrews is.
I'll be straight down. I'm a bit of a licorice friend. That is fabulous. And are you open yet, you have an opening date?
We start building mid-April.
Right.
And we're opening hopefully Bank Holiday end of May, and it's Sweet Soul, Record a Sweet Memory.
Okay. Well, you must let us know prior to your opening so that we can tell everybody and we can kind of thousands of us can come down there and buy licorice and all kinds of other stuff. Yeah.
Do I have a chance to do one more shout?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, of course you can.
Lydia Lucy from The Voice.
Yes.
I talked to her on the phone the other day, and she's asking for people for votes, and she's absolutely wonderful, and she's exceptionally talented, and she lost her sister a few years ago, and she's going to be on BBC Radio, and I just thought I'd shout her out because she asked. So
we don't know much about BBC Radio, do we, Paul Andrews? But we love Lydia Lucy.
We do indeed. Sorry, we're getting a few tweets to this, and I was just trying to catch up with them.
He can't multitask, Chris. Tell us with the
Jody Lawler has just tweeted in saying, "I'm loving listening to this. You've inspired me to do something and to follow my ideas."
There you are, Jody.
Music studio. She's put as a hashtag. So
Jody, if you want to, I'll pick you up and I'll take you down to meet Chris at the Sweetie Shop.
Yeah.
Tell us what it's called again.
Sweet Soul.
Sweet Soul.
SOL. It's after my nephew. But it's got an inclination of soul.
So soul like the sun.
There's quite a few people who are taking umbrage at my perceived slighting of Bognor as well, by the way. I go, what's wrong with Bognor? There's nothing wrong with Bognor. It's just not
Beverly Hills.
There's pluses to believe me. There's some Beverly Hills isn't all that. It's all right. It's just sometimes it's quite cutthroat. So
how long were you actually out in America?
10 years.
10 years. Okay.
Long time.
And then how has Herne Bay changed since you've come back? Are you seeing potential with the fact that you're staying in Herne Bay and not going towards London?
Yeah, I lived in London for 10 years as well before I moved to America. I came back, one, because of family, but because when I came back, the pier was evolving, and I saw those huts, and I thought, oh my God, this is a great idea.
And I love what you've done there.
Yeah, and I just came back because I saw the economy is changing vastly.
Yeah.
The properties coming up, the shops. And you notice that the shops now are getting cleverer. When somewhere gets gentrified, you see people coming up with cleverer ideas, more colours, more creative, way more creative. Mm. And Herne Bay is getting a lot of money put into it and a lot of new superstores, and the town's changing structurally as well.
Yep.
I saw, and it's my home, so I just wanted to be here and start the business here, because when it's flourishing, it's going to flourish with the town.
Absolutely.
And just to say that what Chris did with the Herne Bay Pier was lovely, because last year after the Bay Factor, I hung around, and there's a lovely little hut with this freshly squeezed juices lady.
Yes, Little Pep.
Little Pep. Gorgeous. Had a few of those. And there was another lovely little hut that did Prosecco and real ales.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Beer on the pier.
Beer
on the pier.
Run by the lovely Joe.
Yeah. And then there was another lovely little... After that, I sort of tumbled across.
And then she passed out, so she can't remember the rest.
I topped up with... there was a seafood stall, as I remember.
Yeah.
And then there was a lovely little... we were talking about the way here. Venezuelan food.
Oh, really?
A Repo Paradiso.
I love Venezuelan. I love Venezuelan food. I want to eat it forever.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so he's done all this on the pier.
I know, and people like Chris really are superstars with things like this, outside of the music business, in terms of regenerating a place like Herne Bay.
Mm.
Once you start to bring these things in, as you intimated there, it encourages other people, and then all of a sudden, the whole place takes off. And it's one of those things, we sometimes try to engineer that, with public sector involvement in things that, and I'm not knocking them, but they're trying to regenerate something, but it doesn't have the same kudos. doesn't have the same kudos as if someone comes along and goes, I'm going to build a recording studio here, and I'm going to put a sweet shop over there, and it's going to be really funky, and I'm going to have Willy Wonka's chocolate factory going out. It's creative, it's funky, it's dynamic, and it creates a vibe around it that doesn't happen when you do it in a planned top-down way.
Right.
And that's one of the beautiful things that I like about it. And all of a sudden, Herne Bay will become hip and chic, like Whitstable used to be before Jules moved there, and stuff like that.
It's the age-old thing. It gets overpopulated, and then it gets packed, and then people want to move out of the area. But see, Herne Bay, structurally as well, it's a lot square. It's got much more room.
Yeah.
But with the businesses, the one quote I love is, you're only limited by your own imagination.
Absolutely.
So, and your imagination is... let it go crazy.
Absolutely.
Chris Pollard says, nothing in life is static, apart from Paul Andrew's hair, of course. And he says he's loving, excellent interview with the lovely Chris. And also Telcare is listening in, telecommunications, in Medway. She says she finds it very inspiring. Your dad would be really proud of you.
Oh,
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Chris, give us a shout out for your websites and Facebook pages and all that kind of stuff, all the ways that people can find out the myriad of things that you're involved in.
Okay, the Inspire You Music, CIC, Inspire, the letter U, music, CIC.com, is the umbrella for Music Studio on the Pier, the record label Inspire You Records, and sweetsoul.co.uk will be up soon, and chrissell.com is my music. And
fantastic.
Thank you very much.
We will put all those links on the Kempis Radio website so people can find them. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, the inspiring, the awesome, the very talented, and the absolutely lovely Mr. Chris Searle. Thank you so much.
He's a very good navigator as well. That's just
we got you here.
Yeah, he did.
He got you here.
Yeah.
Just.
We just had a tweet from the Bognor Regeneration Society.
No way. Oh, I wish that happened.
Thank you. And they have Chris's number.
Yeah.
That's when my next holiday is going to be.
Oh, cool. That's really brilliant. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm going to catch up. We've got thousands of tweets coming in. We've still got loads of emails to read. Had a tweet from Fruitworks Co. in Canterbury. Can we have a shout out for the progress we've made so far in our expansion into our new building? Jamie and Sophia spent the entire weekend stripping paint back off the wall back to the brick.
Jamie, what about his nails?
I know. We're hoping that Fruitworks expansion will be open in the next couple of weeks, or certainly phase one anyway.
I should be down to get my lentils.
Absolutely.
As soon as they're open.
Yeah, yeah. So do check it out. On the Twitter, it's Fruitworks CO, all one word, on the Twitter. And you can follow the progress of the new building as it evolves on Instagram. And again, the Instagram address is Fruitworks CO. So do give that a follow.
It's a lovely, lovely, huge building right in the heart of Canterbury.
Yeah, absolutely. There. It's an amazing place.
Yeah, I used to get my lentils from there, which is upsetting me a bit that he's not selling them anymore.
Mm-hmm. I might.
Yeah, you might. Have a little corner for me, a little health food corner.
Just Jules's lentil tub or something.
I don't like lentils because when I first moved to London, I was so poor, I could only have these lentils and this water. Yeah. And the house that flooded the kitchen whenever it rained.
Oh,
so
it's put you
lentils.
Off.
Yeah.
No, you'd like mine, darling. They're nice.
Right.
You're over that.
That's a date.
You're over that. You'll go on a lentil. We're going to go to the Crescent Turner and have lentils.
This is not going to be easy to say this, but I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
We've had a tweet from Miss Kirsty Andrews, no relation, and I'll give you her Twitter handle in a minute. And she says, "Business Monker Vanilla Web, please could I have a shout out for my Taekwondo school, which is now up and running Mondays?" Of course you can. as if I'd argue, yeah. And it's at the TN2 Centre, Tunbridge Wells. It's family fun and fitness, she says. And you can follow Kirsty on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is fortitudetkd_tw. Let me give you that again. It's fortitudetkd_tw. And that's Kirsty Andrews. And she's got a new Taekwondo school. And it's now open on Mondays at the TN2 Centre in Tunbridge Wells. You can read an email if you like.
Okay. Work has begun to transform the former Salisbury Hotel in Folkestone. Lots of regeneration going of seaside towns. Do you see this, Chris? We'll get you in Folkestone next. Two exciting venues. There's a 4-star boutique hotel and a stylish restaurant and bar with a British concept menu. Projected completion date is July of this year. It's the View Hotel in Folkestone, and the Cliff with an E, Cliffy, restaurant and bar will bring a brand new element to Folkestone's accommodation and dining offer. The new owners are a family-led business, and major renovation project is being overseen by brother and sister team. That's David Mellish and Anne Grundy, and they love bringing old buildings back to life. They'd like to bring you back to life, Paul Andrews. And they will be restoring and keeping original features. Well, you've got all your original features, so they'd do well with you, wouldn't they?
Possibly.
And they say, we've fallen in love with Folkestone itself. The town is in a hugely exciting phase, says Dave. And the people here are absolutely passionate about investing into their town. So the future of the building in Clifton Road is bright. And Dave and Anne would like to know more about its past. So they're asking if anyone from the Folkestone or Kent area has any memories or photographs or documents relating to the building's past that they would like to share. That's a really good idea. So you can get in touch with Jane Connolly at White Spot PR. And there is a phone number. It's 07793 075311, or you can email Jane at whitespotpr.com. Any pictures would be greatly appreciated. And you can also go on Twitter and go on to at View Folkestone and at the Cliff Folks, FOLKES. So beware those E's on that, the Cliff with an E and Folks with an ES. Thank you.
Cool. We've had a tweet from New Appointments Group, the recruitment folks over there in Sittingbourne and covering the whole of Kent. A big hello to you. And I'm not sure if this is your partner, Chris. We've had a tweet from Chris Welsh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aww.
Who says, it's a great show. Hi to Chris Searle, and a shout out, please, for Music Studio Pier.
Yes.
Herne Bay.
Brilliant.
So thank you, Chris, and Chris, and Chris.
And hello, Chris.
And hello, Chris.
And hello, Chris. Yeah. Good stuff. Have you booked yet?
No. What for?
No membership fees, relaxed and informal. Come and join Spitfire Networking. Split my
network
again. Yeah. On the first Thursday of every month at Kings Hill Golf Club. The next meeting is the 7th of April. That will be the day after Manana. Mm-hmm. That will be Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it's at lunchtime, 12 till 2. It only costs your time and 10 quid contribution to spend a couple of hours networking with business movers and shakers from all over Kent. Make the connections that will help your business grow. Coffee and tea are included, together with a light buffet. Can't be bad.
Oh.
Yeah, a buffet. Yeah. You can register and pay online at spitfirenetworking.com. Now with added value, membership classified, so never forget who you meet. Just add your own details within the members' pages. Once you've registered, please do not forget to pay the command team. Blimey. Wow. Otherwise, they'll come around and bomb you, presumably. So that's spitfirenetworking.com. Do check it out.
Okay,
sounds good.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Okay, Ginger.
Chops away. Let's go.
Okay, Harry. In fact, that's the thing you need. When you have flu, you need to curl up and watch one. I watched one of those really old war films.
Well, like Dan Busters or something.
Yeah.
Something with...
I watched a...
Dirk Bogarde in it or something. Yeah,
yeah, with a little roll neck collar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Downton Abbey's a good one.
Yeah. Downton Abbey's lovely.
Richard Todd. One of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Kenneth, what's his face?
Yeah. Kenneth Williams.
No, not Kenneth. Not Kenneth Williams.
Matron.
Kenneth Moore.
Oh, yeah. Kenneth Moore would be good.
I was thinking of.
But Chris has recommended Downton Abbey. That is my downfall. I can't watch that when I got flu because it always makes you want to drink because they're always having whiskies, aren't they? Those huge tumblers. Yep. And it makes me. Yes.
Mine's brandy.
But not with flu dying. I love brandy.
Oh, brandy's very good for the voice before a show.
We have
warm
so much
brandy.
In common.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So much in common.
Downton Abbey, my youngest. Stu works on Downton Abbey.
I know.
Yeah, Highclere House. Yeah, bless him. Thursday, April the 21st, from 9:30 to 11:30, Evo Girls.
What's that?
That's Evo for Evolution, not Evo for Evil. Yeah, Evo Girls are excited to be relaunching as an official social enterprise networking group. We've always run on a non-profit basis, but have big plans for 2016 and beyond. We would love to see you there. Our network in Ashford, Gravesend and Maidstone is growing rapidly and we're expanding to Tunbridge Wells later this month. Evo Girls are about collaboration, that word again, and support within business. And our mission is to drive women in business to success. Tickets are £5 for members and £10 for non-members. And this includes tea, coffee and cake alongside 2 hours of networking. All are welcome to come and celebrate with women in business. And you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is evogirls.co.uk/events. The next event, I happen to know, because I'm going, even though I'm not a girl or an Evo.
Yeah, but you go, frankly...
I go to the opening of an envelope,
and any gathering of women, you're also sort of...
There is that.
There.
And the cake.
Ten women in business.
Cake and women, what's not to like.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm single. What's not to like? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going because I'm doing the keynote speech. It's at the Corpus Christi Hall, Maidstone, down on Fair Meadow, April the 21st from 9:30 to 11:30.
Don't you do the speech for practically everything that's on in Kent?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. You think people would bore with my jokes by now.
Are you going, Jules? Going, well, I do know. I can ring him up if I want a speech. Because, you know, when I ring you, you give me that speech. Had a little tweet from Crescent Victoria, which is in Margate. And they're saying, we're listening to Business Bunker with Jules Serkin, Vanilla Web, Chris Searle. Very, very interesting. Hope to see him soon. And we will offer him a lovely cream tea. We are British Boutique Hotel in heart of Margate. Visit Margate, JMW Turner.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I do like
cream tea. Invitation, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Can I bring a guest?
Of course you can.
Jules?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can drive. You see, thing is... If it goes on to Prosecco and Brandy...
Well, that's good.
We need Paul Andrews, because he's teetotal.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
He's very good for driving.
Can I give another shout-out?
Yeah,
of course.
Would you mind?
No, of course.
To Faye and Howard and team in Herne Bay, Fairy Faye Publications. She's a children's author, best-selling author, and she's got a new book out called Tales of a Medieval Peasant, which I did the voiceover for, and it's an audio book, and it was recorded at Music Studio on the Pier, and she's got some wonderful books coming out, and they're all educational for kids. So she did... The Dover Dover Castle. She's going to do Hanbay Pier, so she does a history behind
good.
It.
The medieval bit.
Yes, and she's doing the medieval ages. Stephen Fenning at ITV Fixers, because we just worked with some of the kids from ITV. Who was the other one? All the people at Hanbay Pier Traders on the pier. Today.
I'm sure he's going to chip in later with a few more names, don't you, Paul Andrews?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that's I was going to say, you've been working with a peasant lately, haven't you? He's been knocking at your door.
A pheasant, yeah.
Is he a medieval pheasant?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really this mad pheasant. It's a really gorgeous, plump-looking pheasant. I was sat in my kitchen the other day, and all of a sudden there's this banging. I live on my own, and I'm thinking, what's that coming from?
Yeah,
and I
don't I've got no hear neighbors. That when you live on your own.
I've got no neighbours or anything. And it's real banging like someone was trying to get at the door. And I'm looking through the glass door and I can't see anything. I look down and there's a pheasant and he's pecking at the door. So I open the kitchen door and he just hops into the kitchen and hops onto the work service.
Uh-oh.
So I thought, if I keep going with this, it's going to pluck itself and throw it in a pot. But it didn't quite go that far. I've got a couple of tweets to catch up with while they're relevant. Little Pep Juice has tweeted to say they were listening, and thank you for the shout out, Chris.
All your fans. Yeah. She makes a good juice. Yeah.
She's the best at making these juices.
I had a long chat with them. What I like about it is that, you know, I don't have to wash up afterwards, because washing a juicer is a bit of a pain, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did like that.
She does it with a lot of love.
Nice slug of ginger I had.
The lovely folks at UK Directory app on the Twitter have tweeted in as well. Hi all, brilliant show as always. Keep up the good work. Would love a mention if you don't mind. No, of course we don't mind, because the UK Directory app is an app with lots and lots of resources in it. But one of the things it's got in it is the ability to listen to this show via the app.
That's very good.
So do download the app. It's a free app to download, and follow them on the Twitter, UK Directory app, APP.
Do you know, I've never met him, and James. He sounds lovely.
He is lovely.
We've had lots of DMs, you know, with
absolutely.
Each other. I feel I know him.
Absolutely.
There's a small biz clinic. It's the 28th of this month, and it's 2 o'clock till 6 p.m. at the Chilson Park in Sandway, Lenham, Maidstone. The sat nav is M for Mother, E for Egbert, 172, B for Bertie, and E for Egbert. The cost for RICS members is £20.84 plus VAT. You can go if you're a non-member as well, and that's £29.17 plus VAT. And the RICS small business clinics are the first of their kind, and although we support our small medium enterprises online with the Small Business Hub, we haven't run any specific events before. And the purpose of the small business clinics are to support our members and non-members in starting, growing, managing and exiting a business. Exiting, that's just what I wanted to do last week with Clue. So you can go on to rics.org/UK training and find out more about it. But the session will last for the afternoon, and again it's the 28th of April, 2 to 6 p.m. Paul Andrews.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Andrew Knott of the FSB.
I love him.
Normally Andrew tweets us and says, could you remind people if they'd like to join the FSB, they can contact me, and so they should. And his Twitter handle is anott20. But he's actually come up with a different tweet this time, a very different tweet. He says, hi Jules and Paul, could we have a shout out please for Hernbay Football Club versus Ramsgate Football Club, who are playing tonight, kick off 7:45. You can pay what you like to get in, because all the proceeds are going to the air ambulance.
Oh, that's nice.
So isn't that lovely?
Yeah, that is.
So do get along to Hernbay versus Ramsgate, a local derby, so it should be quite emotional. And pay what you like to get in, and all the proceeds are going to the air ambulance. So big thank you to Andrew Knott of the FSB for bringing that to our attention. And one last tweet before we break for the mid-show break. Dialer Brain, the lovely Rupert, has tweeted. He said, hi, Paul. Could we have a shout-out, please? Could you let people know that we have entered the VOOM?
What's the VOOM?
Well, as far as I can tell, it's a Richard Branson-organised thing. And what I'm assuming, because it's got a picture of Richard Branson and the word VOOM, is that it's some kind of competition to promote start-up or new businesses. So do check that out. You can check it out in a couple of ways. You can check it out by following Dial a Brain on the Twitter, and that's Dial a Brain, or one word, Dial a Brain. Mm. Do follow them, or I suppose you could follow Richard Branson along with 25 billion other people, or you could just Google VOOM, VOOM 2016, Virgin Business VOOM, Is what it is. So good luck with that, Rupert, at Dialer Brain. Fabulous website, Dialer Brain.
He is very brainy, and he once advised me how to light my wood burner, you know.
Really?
You can find everything on Dialer Brain.
Cool. Right, we've reached that point in the show where we're going to have our mid-show break.
Yeah.
And I've got some world cheesy tunage for this, because coming up after the break, we're going to speak to the lovely Claire and the lovely Kate. So I picked a fairly obscure song, yeah, by the Beautiful South, and it's called Shopping for Blinds.
Oh, I don't know that. I've just bought.
One day I'm loaded, next day I'm broke. Spend all my money on whiskey and coke. Riding high till the rock hit the spoke. It's like windows shopping for blinds.
Spent all my money on a sunbed tan. Spoke the best that a young girl can. Ended up with a blind drunk man. It's like windows shopping for blinds.
It's like the Heartbreak Hotel